Okay, we're going to learn Siman Tzadik Hey just in time for Shavuos. The halachas of Napar Nat, which seem to be very negeah Shavuos time. People have shilas, Napar Nat shilas. Again, just to review, what is a Napar Nat? Napar Nat, nice and tam, bar nice and tam, is a part of a food that's cooked in a milcha kapat, or a part of a food that's cooked in a fleisha kapat. Now that is called a napar nat de hetera, a part of a food cooked in either milcha kapat or a fleisha kapat. So that it's napar nat de hetera. What is the definition of napar nat? The definition is it's a nice and tam, the son of a nice and tam, meaning that the milchiks went into a keli, it was nice and tam into the keli, and from the keli it was nice and tam back into the second tafshel. That's called a napar nat. And everybody, all the mefarshim, give a hagdama to the simin that a napar nat is only through a kli. A napar nat is not through a food. If you have a potato from the chalent, that got meat from the chalent into the potato, and then the potato is cooked with other other vegetables. Those other vegetables are not a napar nat. Those vegetables are a real tam, because the tam never went through a kli. It's only when a blia goes through a keli that we say it's a tam kolush, and that there's no iser. And that it's mutter. The Prima Gadim says that as a zagdama, and the Pisrei Tshuva and Aleph says it as a zagdama, and that everyone agrees that napar nat is only derech kli, is only if it goes a bli into a keli, and from the keli back into a new food. That food is parah. It's called a napar nat de hetera. What? And this is all talking when it's a bas yaima, b'teina ben yaima. We're going to talk in with Hashem.
Why don't generally is very generally if it's not nice and tamman, we don't say it's weaker than
when it goes through a keli and back into a food, it's niklash, the tam is weakened. That's the side of napar nat. That's the side of napar nat. Napar nat is only mutter by a napar nat de hetera. And when we talk about napar nat, we always mean napar nat de hetera. And there's a tam and there's a tam of heter. If it's trefis that went into a keli, you have a treif kli, so somebody cooked nevela in a keli, and now you go and cook potatoes in the keli, those potatoes become iser. That's a napar nat de isura. A napar nat of something that's awesome. Now if you're lamdin, you can ask a shayla. What's the difference if it's heter or iser? If the tam is niklash, if the tam is weak, the tam doesn't know that it's heter, and the tam doesn't know that it's iser. If it's meat, what's the difference if it's shechted meat or nevela meat? If the tam of meat goes into a kli and comes back out of a kli, if it's too weak to be noticed, it should be mutter in all cases. I can say basa b'chalav, same thing. Okay, instead of nevela, I can say basa b'chalav, you're right. Basbachal goes into a kli and comes back out.
Or
whatever the case may be, whatever the case is.
No.
Even a taste of meat in a kli, you're cooking milk, that's not napar nat isura. If you have a taste of meat in a pot, if you cook vegetables, that's napar nat hetera. If you cook milk, that's napar nat isura. It's the same taste that's coming out. It's the same exact taste. Why in one is it mutter, one is it aser? So the answer is that a nat bar nat, once it's iser doesn't become mutter by being niklash, by being weakened. Once it has a shame iser, the iser remains iser. It's only by something which is heter that we say not the kula of nat bar nat. Once it's treif, once it's aser, weakening the taste is not enough.
So
it has to taste, has to,
it's
has
not,
to be.
It's not a
metzias. It's a metzias. The metzias is there's a tam kolush. The tam kolush can't become iser. But once it's iser, a tam kolish remains awesome. That's the idea of a napar nat.
Is this a universally recognized heter?
Napar nat hetera is universally recognized, but the question is to what degree? To what degree? All agree, and before we even start anything, that a napar nat hetera never asers things b'di'evit. So you're never going to have to throw out food because of it's a napar nat. So that's a good klal to know, because other things depend. but that you'll never have to throw out food. You cook spaghetti in a flesh sugar pot, and now someone mixed it with cottage cheese. Or if you warm spaghetti, cooked spaghetti in a milk pot, now someone mixed it with meatballs. A naparnat is never awesome to the oven. A naparnat tatera is never going to ask for food. You never have to throw out food because of a shiloh of naparnat. The shiloh is going to be lechatzilla what you're allowed to do with it. And that's what we're going to learn about in this simon. What the dinim of a naparnat is in a lechatzilla dikke case.
When you say naparnat,
we're all talking that the pot is clean, and the mechaber right away will tell us that the very first words. He means that the pot is clean. The stamp pot is clean or dirty? The shach is in the clear if a stamp pot is clean or dirty. Okay, let's see Sif Aleph, which is quite simple. Let's see. Dogim shenisbashlu or shenitzlu b'kter shalvasa. His example is not potatoes, it's fish. Fish that were cooked or roasted in a fleshiger pot. Rechutza yafa. The pot was cleaned out well. There was no fats from the meat there that was still stuck to it. You're allowed to eat that fish with kutach. What is kutach? It's a dip in the time of Chazal that had a mixture of a number of things in it, including some sour milk, a lot of salt, and dried bread crusts. It comes up therefore in Hilchas Pesach because it had dry press cut. It had milk, so it comes out of Basa B'cholav. It had salt, so it comes out of the dinim of a Dava Maluach. So it's mentioned often in Chazal. But the point is that it's milachik. The Mechaber says that you're allowed the chatchila to eat the fish with kutach, mishundavi, nice and time, and nice and time, de'atera. Which means, according to the Mechaber, you could take the spaghetti and mix the chatchila with cottage cheese. Exactly the same thing. Fish you could put together with kutach. Or spaghetti you could put it with cottage cheese.
But you see, there's no chayish from fish into meat.
We'll get to that. Good.
Is this done by shogeg or is this done by maize?
It doesn't matter. Well, right now it doesn't matter. He cooked. He was eating a flesh sugar meal, a Shabbos meal, and then you cooked gefilte fish for your Shabbos meal. And you had some leftovers.
And you say, ha, I could do it. I mean, it's not a question. Oh, I forgot it.
Yeah, you say, ha, I could do it. Yeah. That's right. You say. So, some of the pleasures of this world that you can, that things can be mutter. Now I have to tell you what really, whether you're allowed to cook it lechatchila in a flesh sugar pot to do with cottage cheese, that we're going to get to.
That's what I'm saying.
Here we're talking that the fish, it's already post facto. The fish is already cooked in a flesh sugar pot. You're allowed to have it with kutach. But if the pot was not cleaned well, im yesh b'mamish shalpia kadeira, if the fats that are still stuck to the pot are yoiser me'echa b'shishim b'dagim, more than a 60th of the fish, also lechla b'kutach, then it's mamish fleshik. That's like adding a fleshik ingredient. And then it's also to have it with kutach. So this is the rule of naparnat. The second din is simple. It's be'en. It's be'en of fleshiks. The first din is the din of a naparnat. Taz Aleph just explains. Pirish tetchila ein mamashe shel basa. Rak tam. There's no mamashe of meat, only taste. Dan wa basa doesn't tam b'kaira. Akaira b'dogim. Adai kulei heter. V'tam kolosh kizeh ein b'yisr. And this weak tam does not have ishem yisr. Ube isr afil akam apam and naparnat osir akol. But once it was treif, if somebody cooked treifis in a pot, even if it went through a pot many times, osir hakoyel, by napanat yisura, we don't say this kula. That's why this is not hilchas taruv. This is dafka hilchas basa b'chalav. This idea of napanat. So this batzem is a simple din. Rekiva Eger here points out from the Michas Yaakov, b'shem isra v'heter, b'stama yesh samach neged habe'en. That even if you didn't wash out a pot well, stoma, there's not that much dirt in the pot that it shouldn't be 60. But if it's water that you use to wash your dishes, then bina shavadeh husamach, then it gets dirty. But stamazai, you can assume there's shishim. So you don't have to be nervous at home. Was it cleaned? Was it cleaned well? Wasn't it cleaned well? Stoma, there's shishim. So this halacha, sifalef, is simple enough. If it's already cooked, a part of a food, you can eat it with the other meat, according to the Mechaber.
Just one thing. there's a rate about whether bittul, something which has been, become bottle, the shishim, whether it's a mitzvah to eat it or it's a bidya. I mean, the Mechab is looking, and but Rabbi Kibbeh is saying,
No one argues that you're allowed to eat lechatchila. The argument was if it's mutter to be machmir, or if it's like a course is to be machmir. But certainly it's mutter, that's your day all the time. Then.
Right.
Okay, now there are 3 points here in Sif Aleph that are of great significance. First, the one that catches everyone's attention is the question of a fish pot. L'chaira, we have here Beferish HaShulchan Aruch that you don't have to have a separate fish pot. Because the case here is fish that were cooked in a fleshig pot. You're allowed to have it with milk. It doesn't say a word about having a separate fish pot for fish. As a matter of fact, Taz Gimel makes the statement. If you look at the end of Taz Gimel, the last line and a half, Avo Masha Amru Bezeh, Dogim Sha'olu B'Kaira, you learn from here that there's no iser of fish that's cooked in a fleishig pot, even a ben yaymai. Everybody used to eat it. The Gemara's example is dogim shalu b'kayra shal basar. So from here, it seems very clear that there is no. That the idea of being machmir to have a separate fish pot is I don't know if it's a chumrah that it seems to have no basis. Rav Palm held very strongly that it's not, it doesn't have a din minig. It's a beferish gemara, the dogim shalu, the bekar shel basar. The gemara didn't have to pick fish as an example. It's just giving an example of a power of food. So pigs, fish which were cooked in a pot. What? Sha'alu. I mean, it's only a right, it's mutter b'diavad. It's only a right, it's true. The Lashon is talking about sha'alu b'kayra shel basar. Just you wonder why it picks such an example. It seems to be all right, the b'diavad, it's not also. Yeah. But the special also, b'diavad is already done. It's not a right, you could do it in chatchila.
But it's only b'diavad on eating and not on cooking.
It's only b'diavad.
I'm
eating it, not on cooking.
Not on the health. There's no shayla on whether to eat it at all. Just to eat it.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was the point.
It was about the word pusul.
That's right.
Yeah. No, the point isn't that it's mutter. It's pashut. It's mutter.
That's
the point
is
Now in Simon Kufta Zayin. There is a machlokes, the Taz and the Kudas HaKesef, if fish and meat, not through a kli, but, what? Taz and Kudasav argue, have following machlokes. Taz and Kudasav argue, if it's bottle b'shishim, if a small amount of fish spritzed into meat that was cooking, whether it's, there's bittul b'shishim, or by sakada you don't say bittul b'shishim. And it's interesting that there the Taz is machmir, that you don't say bittul b'shishim by sakana, and shach is mekel, that if the town's bottle, eating treifus is also not good for you. And there bittul b'shishim helps, the same thing fish and meat, bittul b'shishim helps. And it's mutter. So this is the shaila, whether it's mutter. The question is it the tam, or is it the mamashis? However you want to learn the lamdis, the tam should be bottle, mamasha should be bottle. If it's a liquid, it dissipates into shishin. It should luchayr be mutter, like the Kusik Kassim walls is mutter, it's mutter. And like the ta says that there's no heter of bittul b'shishin. There is something of a problem with the mechaber here. The mechaber said that im yesh b'mamish shalpi akadeira yoysem yecha b'shishin b'dagim asal echal b'kotach. It says if the amount of mamashis of meat is more than a 60th in the fish, so then you're allowed to eat it with milk. That means if it's less than a 60th, the mechaber is saying that you're if it's less than a 60th, then you're allowed to. Right? It says if it's more than a 60th, then it's aser because of aser b'chala. If it's less than 60th, he's saying it's mutlach atchila. And therefore it would appear that the Taz has to learn that this is not going into the Inyan of Sakonis. Some of the Mechab is not talking about Sakona Inyanim. That's what it would seem that the Taz would have to learn. And the Taz himself, in this piece, is of Katan Gimel, in the third wide line in our prints, yours is probably about the third, fourth line, maybe, Mark. He says, "Ein la hakshayis the mash mekan dafkem cholav aser adag, avu fnei asmei shari hayesh bayisim shem sakana kamar shetafti simin konfiyut vav she sakanim nisbashal dagim vasar." You have to say, "Kan leinoches ledinze amashegeli in apernat." So here the Taz says, he lishitasa, he has to say that the Shulchan Aruch is not going into dinei sakana, talking about pasul b'cholav dinim, and kuftasai you'll get into dinei sakana. That's what the Taz says. Kan leinoches ledinze. Now, if you say kan leinoches ledinze, in other words, here it's not talking about sakana in yanim, then there's no raya that you don't need a fish pot. Because kan leinoches ledinze, he's not talking about these in yanim. So it's a little strange. The whole idea of kan leinoches ledinze, and Machaber would pick such an example, seems to be very, very strange. And
and the Taz himself okay. is learning that you don't need a fish pot. There's no time from the
Balur.
That's what he says at the end of the
thing. Right, the Taz himself says that Asplia you don't need.
So stronger idea than the Mechaber that is kind of nothing. The very last, but the last line of the Yesh Mami Shabbat Dal Yesh and Abishim Dalim Asa Lachma Bokotok. Jin by itself, you could eat it.
Okay, it's another good diyuk. I think the Yad Avraham makes that diyuk. Look at the Yad Avraham, he makes that diyuk. The Yad Avraham makes the diyuk. It says if there's more than a 60th, you're not allowed to eat it with kutuch. It's mashia, you're allowed to eat it yourself. So you're not even allowed to eat it by itself. If they ask me, it's also awesome. Right? Because if there's more than a 60th, then it's fish and meat. That's also anyhow. So we have to say kan leinoches ledinze. So then it's. The Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that milk and fish is also a sakana. So why does it say kutach?
That's a bigger question, because that's
not much of the boat, whereas there's a Beis Yosef that says that you're not allowed to have milk together with fish. And the Sfaradim, I think, are very makpid on it because it's a Beis Yosef. That the Shas says it's a tos hatfos, and nischalof loy basa b'cholov, he says. That the nischalof loy basa b'cholov, the Beis Yosef says dogim b'cholav. It should have said dogim b'basar. And it's a printer. He says a printer's mistake. It doesn't fit well there into the flow. But the Sfaradim are very machmir. Ashkenazim are mekel by milk mamish. Not everyone's mekel. Doesn't come up that much that milk. But by cheese products or sour cream, all these things, we're mekel. What? Lox and cream cheese. Do you guys have lox and cream cheese? You never have lox and cream cheese, though. That's why you go to a Sephardic bris, you think it's not a bris, you know, without lox and bagels, what are you going to... Although you quite outdo us in the other the other parts of the bris. But you're right. You have to say, as unappealing as it is, a pshat and a machaber, I guess if you hold that the Beis Yosef is dafka, either you say, or you hold that a mixture of milk is different. There's a Magen Avraham that says that Sakona is on Nishtanu Ateva, but...
scientifically, is there anything in the fact that meat and fish are a problem?
You have to ask doctors. I've never heard of any indication. However, the Stechemed writes, when it says in Shas, Koshel Adover Acher, uses such a lashon, that it means a spiritual Sakona. The Stechemed has a Kunshas HaMetzitza. And the issue there is whether Mitzitza is Nishana Teva, whether today it's a Sakana. And he writes in the Agdama that a lot of the Sakanas in Shas are spiritual Sakanas. It's Lav Dafka Raya that Nishana Teva. I don't know. Is it physical? I don't know. Well, Lemaisa, what it says, what the Magen Avraham says is the things, there are certain Sakanas in Shas that kivin the dosho barabim, that people do, and therefore it's mutter.
Leaving open water or something overnight. We don't worry about that anymore.
Well, that's because of snakes. That's because of snakes. But there are other sakanas. The Gemara says, for example, not to have surgery on a Wednesday. I think it is the wind blows, a certain wind blows, and it's a sakana. Not to have surgery on a Wednesday. And the Gemara even talks about pushing off a bris milah because of it. So it says, "Kivin the dashubah." It says, "Shem ipsam Hashem." That it's something that the Velt considers not to be a sakana. So it's not a sakana. A fish and meat didn't fall into that category. Klai saw still makbid, and it remains. And basically,
it's logical to say that he's not addressing it because it's something that's mishkana. So therefore, in case it was mishkana, he was saying
halacha. I mean, he has to say these halachas because if and when it'll be mishkana, it'll be a nafkamina. Okay, that could well be. That could be. Okay. It would help a little bit to see why he ignores it. But again, why give that example? It's such a strange thing to give an example. There's only one power of a food that's a problem with meat, and that's the one that he chooses as an example.
But here's he's picking it from the Gemara.
The Gemara uses an example, yeah.
It's always mentioned.
Not the Kuta.
The dog is. All right, let's get back to Hilchos Pasuk B'Challah. There are two fidushim here. One is a chumrah of the Prima Gadim. And what is the chumrah of the Chavis Das? Each one has a chumrah here in the beginning of the Simen. The Prima Gadim's chumrah that he writes is something which I think most of us would assume is so. He says, what would be the din if you cook vegetables with meat and then cook those vegetables in a pot? So instead of the bliya going from flesh to a pot to a food, the bliya goes from flesh to a food to a pot. You have a parva pot at home, and you took a potato out of the chalent. No meat, just a potato. And you cooked that potato, you warmed it up, potatoes, beans, in a parva pot. Does that parva pot now become fleshix because of the potatoes that were cooked there? That's the shaila. A person may argue, well, what's the difference if the taste goes, nap or not, from meat to a pot to a food, or if it goes, meat to a food to a pot. Either way, we travel twice, once into a pot, once into a food.
What will the pot
a person
to
may
do?
Argue the pot should stay pirate. So the Prima Gadim says no, the pot becomes fleishik, because vegetables that are cooked with meat are completely fleshic. The cholent potatoes are completely fleshic. You have to wait 6 hours. You don't eat any meat from the cholent, just the potatoes and the cholent. You have to wait 6 hours because the potatoes that are cooked with the cholent, they're completely fleshic. You always remember what the Mechaber says. Why don't you remember what the Ramah says? If that's the Mechaber's psak, then you're right. And Tavshu Shabbosa Mutalach Lav Tavshu Shogavina. Yeah. Mechaber Shita is that way. But no, you're not right. He says you're allowed to eat something cooked with milk, but not just something cooked with flesh, not something cooked with milk, but not milk. But not milk mamish. That could be you're right, it's more cooler than it. But anyway, at any rate, so that's the chumrah of the Prima Gadim. I don't think it's a chiddush to most of us. I think most of us would understand it that way. The chumrah of the Chavis Das, on the other hand, is a chiddush. The Chavis Das says that the dinam of naparnat, when a bliya goes into a pot and from the pot into a food, is only shaloi b'shas b'shulai, which means he says that when you're cooking part of a food and at the time that you're cooking it fleishik hits the outside of the pot, now logically it's still a naparnat. The flesh hit the outside of the pot, it couldn't get in except to go through the pot, went into the pot, and from the pot into the food, I would say that that's a naparnat. Chavis Das's chumrah is that b'shas b'shulai, while it's cooking, it has a din of going in be'en. He uses the language of a davar makusher, something which, while it's cooking, everything is connected. And he says that while it's cooking, a bliya that hits the pot on the outside and goes into the raitiv, that's considered to have gone in directly. Let's see, the Pischei Tshuva in Aleph, in the second half, or the last third, brings this Chavis Das. So there we could see it inside. Vayim B'Sefer Chavis Das. If you have the regular prints of, or the photostats, it's 7 lines on the bottom. I am B'Sefer Ches Dalet, that's the Chavis Das.
It starts with not the same time.
It starts with the word I am B'Sefer Chavis. Yeah, the piece starts with the same time. A little more than halfway down, there's a period, and then I am B'Sefer Chavis Das. Shekos Avoid writes, the loyam rina naparnat b'shah special. We don't say naparnat while it's cooking. Kagayim. Im nafal cholov al kadei rishim avashlam badogim. Can I get a right if milk fell on the outside of a pot, opposite the contents of the pot, v'achikach bishlu dogim, im habasar, and those fish were later mixed with meat, I feel a bit yevet asar. Consider as if the milk went directly into the fish. Unless, of course, it's part of b'shishim shenafal b'rishayna the first time. Alakdeiru. V'lay amrina and dehavi naparnat. The kivin shenafal b'shaz bishul, or bishul mefafeya b'chol akli, l'chumra, and we assume that the bishul goes through the whole keli l'chumra v'abluah m'kusher huem atavshul, and everything is connected when it's cooking. Hashvina k'elo nafal atavshul v'havi tam echad. So he says that you have to be machmir on such a thing. He disagrees. How about? So we have here machlokes, and granted, it's not something that comes up all the time, but it does come up. If during the time of Bishul we say a concept of naparnat, or we don't say a concept of naparnat, that is the machlokes here.
You're cooking water in the chaimik. I mean, that's an old. I don't know. Everybody knows what a chaimik is anymore.
But yeah.
Cooking water in the chaimik. It spritzes on then. So is that you would say the
spritzes?
Water,
it's usually shishim, but let's say it wouldn't be shishim. Then you'd say the water becomes fleishiks from the chalon spritz that went onto it. It's not an apparna. That would be the chumra here. Now the
cooking fish with meat.
Again, the sakana aspect, he seems to be ignoring. He seems to be totally ignoring it. He's talking about eating the fish with the meat. Yeah. Now, the case that this comes up is a case that's in the Tzadik Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about someone who's cooking, baking in an oven, baking challah, and baking blintzes next to it in the oven. And right now, it's not an issue. That's separate. The cheese from the blintz leaks out onto the floor of the oven. And now, the chashash is that the bliya, the cheese, didn't make it all the way to the chalas, which are on the other side of the oven. But the bliya, through the floor of the oven, could make it to the chalas. According to our understanding, those chalas are an aparnat. The bliya goes into the oven. And then from the oven, it goes into the challah. So the challah is an aparnat. It's you're allowed to eat it with you can eat it in a fleishig meal, or you can eat tefillah of fleishig. So we'll have to see, but it's only an aparnat challah. It's not so chamer. What? We're talking a case where there's no recha, no zeya, whatever the case may be.
The challahs are touching the oven.
They're both are sitting on the oven. Yeah, that's the case. So the chavis das, the case where the chavis das and beis afren. This is where the tumult takes place. How to teach that halacha in Simit Tzadik Zayin of somebody who's baking both together at the same time, and really how to teach the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch there says that. The Ramah says the following: Sif Aleph, Ein lafei shum pas im paladin le pashtita betanur the chashinon. Shema yazayv min hashuman ala pas. He says, don't do a lechatchila, the fats may go to the bread. If it didn't go to the bread. Imzav tachtav, kilu nilo shimai. Vimzav tachtav, kilu nilo shimai. The whole argument here is the taich of which word? You're cooking pashtita, you're catching a blintz of some sort, this challah. Im zav tachtav dinai ki'ilu nilai shimai.
Does
tachtav mean that the contents of the blintz, whether it's a meat pie or a milk, zav tachtav means it went under the challah, so the challah is fleishik, or does it mean that it went under the blintz, and the bliya makes the challah fleishik? That's the machlokes between the Chavos Das and the Tzadik Zayin repeats the shita, and those who disagree with him, and whether that's considered a napa or not, or whether it's not considered a napa or not. That's the dispute. It seems that most Paiskim disagree with the Chavos Das's Chumrah. As a matter of fact, the Siv Beis, that we'll have shortly a Priba Gadim that seems to contradict it. But there's a whole list over there in Siman Tzadik Zayin that disagree with the Chavos Das. Besides the Beis Ephraim, the Kresi Uplesi, the Beis Meir, the Evan Oizer, and the Yad Avram. So you have with the Beis Ephraim, five Gedalei Achrayim who disagree with the Chavos Das's Chumrah. And in addition to the Prima Gadim that I'll point out in Siv Beis, which seems to me to be a Raya. We'll see if I speak it out if it turns out that way, but... Shav Naparnad. Nilashim means it's like a ban.
No, but that's the lashon of Pashim
Oishim. Oh, I mean, should be also all together if it's more than Kadesh Sudachas. Yeah, yeah, well, it says Kilo Nilashima, you know, Fleshiga Chala, unless it's Kadesh Sudachas, it's also totally. Okay, so this is Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph itself is simple. We have these three things, the milk and meat confusion, I mean the fish and meat confusion here, and then the Chumrah of the Prima Gadim, and the Chumrah of the Chavos Das, which make this a little more interesting. Sif Beis, we'll learn first the Mechaber, and then we'll try to take apart the Ramad. The Mechaber says, Beish and Espashla b'mayim b'kedera, cheleves, an egg which was cooked with water in a milk kapat, you can use it afterwards to stuff your bird, to put it with fleishiks. Afilu lechatchila. You're allowed to do it even lechatchila. The Mechaber holds that a nap or not, you're allowed lechatchila to eat with the other men. Aval, in nizvashul b'kdeirem basar. But it was cooked with meat, like it was put in the chalent. It was cooked in the same pot with meat. Afilu b'klipa, even if it has its shell, you're not allowed to eat it with kutach. That we also all know. The Mechaber's sheet is so simple. The Mechaber says that if it's a nap or not, then it's mutter, the chatzilah, to eat it with the other men. And if it's cooked together with the basar mamish, then it's aser.
You have to wait 6 hours.
What?
You have to wait 6 hours.
Do you have to wait 6 hours according to the Mechaber? It's not likely you have to wait 6 hours if you're allowed to eat it in the same mouthful. No, you're going on the case, the second case. So, 10th case, yeah, you have to wait 6 hours. Again, that's the case you told me before. She's not, you have to wait 6 hours. Now,
because it didn't go through a
pot. It's the two foods, like in the chalet. What do the words afilu b'klipa mean? Even if the egg has its peel, you might think, what?
The shell is protecting
it. You might think that the shell protects it. What's with the Chumrah of the Chavos Das? Even if the shell does protect it. Even if the shell does protect it. What's the difference? The Chavos Das said that when Bishas Bishulai, if it's the time that you're cooking, it goes right through. So, how's the Chavos Das going to explain? Afilu b'klipa. What do you tell me? Afilu b'klipa. Well, the klipa can't be better than a pot. And even in a pot. So, what's the chiddush? Afilu b'klipa. And here the Prima Gadim speaks this out. The Prima Gadim says, Afilu b'klipa, you might think that the klipa is like a keli. And it protects it. So, kavash v'lah, and the Rajba's lashon is that you can test it. You put dye in water and you put in an egg. Does the egg get dyed? The inside, the egg does get dyed. You put an egg in cholent, the egg gets brown. So you see that it's, I think the Taz Beis brings the lashon of the Sheklipa Sabeya Bibirur Minukevesi, Kiba Beya's holes, Sha'adam Mevashla, Timtza Beya Atzma Tzavua Ba'isi Tzeva. And if you cook it, it absorbs the color of the food. So this would appear to be a contradiction to the Shita of the Chavos Das. And the Prima Gadim speaks it out here. The Prima Gadim seems to hold that this is the Prima Gadim says it's coming lafuke, that it's not a naparnat because of the klipa. So kamash malan, the klipa from the kevasi. So it appears, certainly from the Lashon of Pribagadim, that Pribagadim doesn't hold like the Chumrah of the Chavis Das.
Maybe the fact that the Kli can get thrown away, maybe it gets like stuck in the Kli. By the case,
maybe it protects it even better than a pot.
Yeah. By the case, they both are meaty in the walls of the Kli, and then they go back out. Here, the
klipa,
if you don't need the
klipa,
it could be a more
klipa,
it's more
color. But could it, I mean, there was a havamina that the
klipa
is. See, the thing is this, he says the klipa milkeva, see, the klipa has holes. It doesn't have holes. Even if it doesn't. If I put a pot, one pot into another pot, I don't think the dye will go through, right? Let's say the dye is silver, it won't. So if it won't go through, and it's still, it's according to Chavis Das, it's also mamish. It's not a... It's not a napper now. Elamaisin Machaber says it's also because klipa milkevesi, right? That's the lashon hataz, that because the klipa is milkeves, it's not a real hagana. That's why. Now the Chavis Das answers it. He tries to say that I would think the klipa is even better. It protects it. But the Prima Gadol clearly says the way we're learning that I would think it's a napper now. Kamash malam milkevesi. I said in the Mechaber Shita, actually, napa not like the Mechaber is very simple. Very, very simple. If you cook part of a food, you can do whatever you want with it. That's the Mechaber Shita. The Mechaber did not tell us whether you're allowed l'chatchila to cook the spaghetti to eat with other men, but at least if it was already done, the Mechaber says it's absolutely mutter. The Ramah comes, as he often does, he says, Yesh Mechmirin, Bitzliya. Ubishal, lesser naparnat. There are some Rishayim that disagree, and that are machmir. Faminig, lesser lechatchila, ubidyeva mutter b'cholinyin. The minig is lechatchila ta'aser, and b'dyeved to be matir, which means, as I said when we started, you'll never have to throw away food because it's a naparnat. If you have spaghetti that was cooked in milk of kapat, penyaymai, and someone mixed meatballs together with the spaghetti, you don't have to throw away anything. You're allowed to eat a lechatchila. Because with the Eved, we pass it. If someone wants to be machmir, is it bal tashchis? It's hard to say it's bal tashchis because the Rashi Shita is that it's aser. So, generally, if there's such a Shita, so you can't say it's bal tashchis to throw it out. But it's not halacha. The halacha is that it's mutter because the halacha we pass it, that it's mutter. That's even Be'er Ben Yoimai. Be'er Ben Yoimai is up to it. So lemaisa lechatchila it's also b'dieved it's mutter, which means, and now you have to have cup lechatchila. You're not allowed to mix the power of a food with the other min, but b'dieved if you did it's mutter. So comes supper time, and you have leftover spaghetti from this cooked in the milk of kapat ben yaimai, and now you want to eat it with meatballs. So are you allowed to? L'chatchila, you don't mix it with meatballs. We're machmir l'chatchila, and we don't. But b'dieved, once it's done, once you mixed it, it's mutter. So that's the our shita, the Ramah shita. So the question is, what happens if it's an Eina Ben Yaimai? So I see that, I know that people find this confusing, so I'll try to explain it clearly and show you the Makar afterwards. What happens if it's an Eina Ben Yaimai? It's an Eina Ben Yaimai. It was cooked in a Fleshig Eina Ben Yaimai pot. Well, that's easy, really. What happens if it be cooked in a pot of Chazer that was Eina Ben Yaimai? And you have the spaghetti. Are you allowed to eat it? Eina Ben Yaimai pot. It's not a trick question. No? If pot was cooked in a tray for pot, Eina Ben Yaimai, you cook spaghetti, are you allowed to eat it? Of course you're allowed to eat it. Eina Ben Yaimai is 100% mutter. It's 100% mutter. So it can't be worse if it was cooked in a fleshing pot, Eina Ben Yaimai. So if it's an Eina Ben Yaimai, and Stam Kelim and Apine Yaimai, which means I think that 99% of the time in our house that potatoes, spaghetti, things were cooked in a fleshing pot, you're allowed to chatchil to eat with the other meat. Now that part is easy enough.
It's pretty heavy.
What?
That's the other say, or
that's the chatchila. Even the chatchila.
Say, I want to taste of it. You say, I want to taste of it.
But say, Ben Yaimai, I can get it.
No, I love the taste.
All right, so this is where it gets complicated. There are two levels of lechatchila b'diavad. See, normally you have a food, you have a shayla lechatchila, you have a shayla b'diavad. But not per not, till now we're talking, it was already cooked in the pot. So we have lechatchila b'diavad. Are they allowed lechatchila to mix it with the other men? And b'diavad, what happens if we mix with the other men? Now it gets confusing. I may allow lechatchila to cook it in a fleshiger pot, with the plan to eat it with milk afterwards. Now here it's a different level of lechatchila. Lechatchila, am I allowed to cook it? Until now we said the word lechatchila. When it said over here lechatchila aser, we were talking about if it's cooked lechatchila to mix it. Now going a step into a step earlier. Are you allowed to cook it lechatchila with the plan? Am I allowed to cook it lechatchila? It's not leftovers. Typically, it's leftovers. It's not leftovers. I'm making a sheva brachis, a milchik a sheva brachis. I don't have enough milchik pots for all the spaghetti I want to cook. So I want to take my fleshiger pot and I want to cook it there. Or I have to make a bunch of kugels. I want to make one kugel in my milchik pot.
I just want to tell him.
Am I allowed to do it lechatchila in order to mix it?
Serve that to the
end. The it would be awesome. Because we're guys that ain't a binyana to binyana, right? I said, Mechaber, the Chochmas Adam. Yes, Chaz is worse, so I can't prove it from Chaz. Chochmas Adam says that it's Asr, period. Chochmas Adam says that this whole dinim of, all these dinim of Naparnat are Dogim Sha'olu B'Kairi Shabasa. It already happened. If it already happened, so then we have a whole confusion. But Lechatchila, to cook things in a milchik pot in order to eat with fleishiks, the sheet of the Chochmas Adam is, he says it's aser, and that the loyaradnu, we didn't start talking about it, you're not allowed to do it. He says, beferish even ain't a binyana. So lechatchila, it's aser. What? Lechatchila, to cook, binyana or ain't a binyana, you're not allowed to cook because of the plan. There's a gra which we'll look at shortly. The Gra's rule, the Gra tells us a rule. The Gra in Sivkat Yud says, essentially, that anything that's mutter b'di'eved b'ya ben yaymai is mutter l'chatchila b'ya ena ben yaymai. A little complicated, but very logical. He says anything that would be mutter b'di'eved if it was a ben yaymai pat, such as an aparnat. We're not going to make a gzeira. Ain't a ben yaymai ato ben yaymai. If ben yaymai itself is mutter b'di'eved, we're going to start making gzeiras. So anything that in a ben yaymai pot is mutter b'di'eved, he says in ain't a ben yaymai is mutter lechatchila, which means that the shitas hagra is that it's mutter lechatchila to use an ain't a ben yaymai pot for a naparnat. So that if you stuck Erev Shabbos, you want to make an extra kugel and milk a pan, it doesn't matter, your wife's not going to do it anyway. But you're allowed to do it. A kugel is even more pasha because you don't usually eat it in the same mouthful with the other men. But at any rate, certainly, if it's Eina Ben Yaymai, so you're allowed to cook it lechatchila with the plan of mixing it to the other men, the gra holds as mutter. So we have here a machlokes between the Chochmas Adam and the Gra. It's one of the places where it's a shame. The Chochmas Adam writes in his Agdama that he printed Chai Adam first and Chochmas Adam second. Now Chai Adam was in Vilna. And he was after the Gra. He said a hesped at the Levi of the Gra. He was after the Gra. So he writes that in the Chai Adam, he always quoted the Gra, often quoted the Gra, sometimes Paskin like him and sometimes disagreed with him. So the people in Vilna made a machah against the Chai Adam. That how could you disagree with the Gra? You know, it's the Vilna guy you're going to disagree with. So he writes quite bitterly in his Agdama that he knows in Gan Eden the Gra is very happy when he says over his Torah, even if he disagrees with him, even if he doesn't pass him like him. But since he sees that his svarim is not going to be used if he quotes the Gra and disagrees with him, he says, Nechoch Mesadam, I'm not quoting the Gra. If I disagree with him, so you'll have to look it up yourself, you know, I'm not quoting him, and I'm not explaining why I disagree, and because of the politics of the time, he had to do it. So here, he doesn't quote the Gra, he just says L'chumra. It appears from the Gra that the Gra is Meikel. All of the later Svarim bring this as a machlokes to Chochmas Adam and the Gra. Rav Belsky has a different shot in the Gra. That's not what the Gra meant. I would, if Rav Belsky would be here, I'd ask him to explain it to you. But I'm sure Rav Belsky holds you have to be machmir chachasadim. He says that's not what the Gra meant. But I, the first time I showed it to him, I remember it was many years ago. He went to someone's house, my brother-in-law's house, to show him how to kasher an oven properly, you know, with charcoal to pull out the. So I went to see how to kasher an oven. That's not self-cleaning. So I went there. So, you know, we had to wait. It was heating up. So we were talking and learning. So I told him, the gra's makel in this thing. He said, there's no such gra. I said, there's no such gra. There's a gra's of cut and yud. So I pulled out the gra. And he says, no such gra. Before he looked at it, he held it couldn't be true. And then when he looked at it, so he had some taich that it's not what he means. I'll show you the gra soon. The gra, the truth is very cryptic sometimes. So, but I will tell you that I think all the Svarim, I think the Badei HaShulchan as well, all bring the Gra as being Mekel in this. And you have to remember that the whole thing is a Shailah V'Lachatchila. If you have Machlaiksim, it's something that's only a Shailah V'Lachatchila. There's certainly Amal Lisma, certainly B'Makam Tzairach.
What would the world do if somebody called them up and said Erev Shabbos?
Yeah, Erev Shabbos for sure. Even not Erev Shabbos, I'd be Mekel like the Gra. In this particular Shailah. Most women, it's upgrade. Most women are not going to do it, but
we say very often that we say that when something is mutter the hefsed merubah, or something is mutter the yevah, that means the ikar din is that it's mutter.
It's correct to say something that's mutter the yevah. The ikar din is that it's mutter. The ikar din.
Reasons why you don't want to make.
Of course,
has to be. Rabbi, when do we say that if let's say you had a certain size pot that you needed?
Yes.
Is that even for Ben Yomai? That's only for Nein Ben Yomai.
A Ben Yomai, we don't use a Ben Yomai to mix with the other men. And Nein Ben Yomai, that's what we're talking about. That's our issue. And so as I said, it gets confusing unless you take it step by step. You just have to remember, the Shulchan Aruch case is Dogim Sha'alu. The case, it's already a post-facto, it's done. The Mechaber is Mekel. The Ramah is Mekel, but the Yevin, and Machmel Chatzilah. The Chof Mesodah goes into the Shaila of using the Keli in the first place. And that, whether you want to be Machmel like the Gra or not, I have no personal vendetta on the issue. If you want to be Machmel, I mean, be Machmel against the Gra, you want to be Machmel like the Gra, either way is fine. Okay, so these are the basic dinim of Naparnat. And when we say that Goldenberg peanut chews, I assume, are still Naparnat, right? The foods, processed foods that are made on DE, on dairy equipment, what do we say? We're saying that those foods were made on dairy equipment, those foods are a naparnat. So what does that mean? A peanut chew is a naparnat. It's dogim sha'alu b'kairi shal basar. Or in this case, b'kairi shal cholov. It's not dogim, it's peanut chew, sha'alu b'kairi shal cholov. So what's the din? The din is that you're not allowed to mix it with meat l'chatchila. That's the whole din of the peanut chews. You're not allowed to mix it with meat, l'chatchila, eat it in the same mouthful as meat. That means if you eat it, you don't have to wait 6 hours, that's for sure. And if you're 6 hours of fly shiks, you're allowed to eat peanut chews. The entire chumrah of DE, of dairy equipment, is that you're not allowed to eat it in the same mouthful as the other men. Which, as Mendy so cryptically explained, most people don't eat peanut chews in the same mouthful as meat anyhow, which means that in many of these foods, it's almost irrelevant. I mean, it's relevant if it will come up, but it's not, the dairy equipment chumrah is not a big chumrah, except, of course, if you're worried about the Chol of Yisrael aspect. But as far as the milchiks aspect, it's not a tremendous chumrah. What? I don't remember the whole story to it. There was some resistance to the DOU policy is they put a D even if it's DE, but I'm not sure. I think they did try to institute DE, and the confusion somehow they were not able to. The companies didn't want, or I don't remember the details. What? It's like I can't answer that, but. I think Rabelsky did mention that when you find out something is their equipment but only has an OUD, you're really not safe assuming that for the future, because in the future if it becomes milichik, you'll have no way of knowing because the label will stay the same. So it could be a confusing issue. There are a lot of cereals that suddenly became DE, that became their equipment cereals, and Right? You have to be careful. You have to be careful with it. All right, so these are basic dinim. The Ramah now adds a couple of coolers, three coolers. Let's go through the coolers, and then Davacharif we'll get to for next week. I think many of you are aware that Davacharif, we don't say Nafarnat, there are different rules. That's the end of the Ramah, but first we'll do the first part of the Ramah. V'davka lechol im chalav v'basar atzmai. The entire chumrah of Nafarnat is if you want to eat it with the milk or meat itself. You're allowed to warm it or serve it in dishes of the mekilim. You're allowed to serve it in the dishes of the opposite. Min v'chei nagu. Okay, I forgot. There's one nakuda I have to add. In lamdis, in halach lemaisa, what I told you stands. There is one nakuda in lamdis, a marshal's chumrah, which shach dalid brings down. I'm sorry, b'matriach, you turn all the way back. But Shach Dalid brings a marshal, and let me explain it. It's a one-liner, but the minig is to be makel against this marshal, although typically if a shach brings a marshal, it sounds like he's being machmer. The issue is the following. Do we say not bar not only on something cooked in water? If you cook something, the word cook means in a liquid. So I'm cooking meat in water. So the bliya goes through water into the keli, and then back into the next food. What happens if I'm roasting something? I'm not cooking it in water. Now, we hold, the lamaisa is for us, is that we're makel naparnat in all cases. The marshal shita b'isav heter shalai, dalet, marshal b'isav heter shalai, u'b'sifrei perakol habasas, simasam agimel oisra afilu b'diyeva b'nitzlu medina ayin sham. The Marshal's Chumrah is that Nitzlu is not a Naparnat. If it doesn't go through water into the Kli, then it does not have a din of Naparnat. Now this Shita of the Marshal, there are a number of Paiskim, of earlier Paiskim that accept, including it appears that the Shach himself accepts it, and the Chavis Das also Paskins that way. Lamaisa, the reason we're Makel is because we have the Mechaber Shita as a Tziruf. The Mechaber who says Nitzlu B'Feirish, he says, the Dogashin Zbashal, Nitzlu B'Feirish Al-Basa. The Mechaber holds that Naparnat is Mut in all cases. The question is, the Pshat and the Yesh Machmirin. Since we always have to have as a Tziruf the Mechaber Shita, we have a Machloikis, Pshat and the Yesh Machmirin, that's a Machloikis, that's why our Minig is to be Mekel. But you should know, you may look into Paiskim and they may tell you that there's no Hetzer not by Nitzlu. This is a Shita. Look in Pisrei Tshuva Beis where he discusses this. But Yevam Mutu B'chol Inyin, Pisrei Tshuva Beis. V'davka Shen is Bashlu. You have to turn again. Amelus B'tayr. V'davka Shen is Bashlu, Sheish Gimel Nais and Tam. That was cooked three steps of taste. Ikra Tam Hoylech, Ben Tzor Samayim. The Ketam goes through water, into a wall, and back out. Aval Nitzlu Asur Shach. Shachasis, Lfiza, Gabin is Bashlu, after Hadogim Mutarim, in this Bashlu, even though the fish are Mutar, Makamak have a right to Vasa Davakamai Nitzlu. He says, 1 minute, on the other end also. Well, you cooked meat, and now you cooked fish. So went meat into water into the pot. On the way out, from the pot into water into the fish. But the water itself, that should be a problem. According to this, the water which goes more directly, should be a problem. Prima God mechavis das, because of ayda chavis das. The other nitzlu aser dafka shetzala dogin bishpur, I bekli shetzalo by basar. This is only if you did it on a spit or on a keli that you use for basar. Avol nitzala dogin bikdera shabishal by basar mutter. The chavis das says it only has to go through water once. If initially they cooked the water, kibish shetam basar niblo bekli ali de bishal. Since it went in originally through Bishel into the Kli, Choshekamai Gimel Nat, and later, even if you fry fish or roast fish, it's Mutter. In other words, what he's saying is that you need water one time, either when you cook the meat, it went through water into the pot, then it's Mutter, even if now it goes into the fish without water, Or if originally you roasted the meat and it went without water, but now you're cooking fish, it goes into the fish through water. As long as it goes through an emtsa samayim once, that's called a naparnat, and then it's mutter. That's the chumrah that he says that the prima gacha is dasa machmir. Chachmas Adam is meikel. Typically in Yeridaya, Rav Palm held the Chachmas Adam to be the Pesach Achron, and he's meikel here. Here's another case. Chotach dagim roischim besakin shechotach basar. Why don't you cut hot fish with a fleshiger knife? Have a knitzlu the duchka v'raiseach mevashol. That's like nitzlu, and like this chumra, it's also going to be a problem. Ayin sham. This only chavis das. So that if you cut hot fish with a fleshiger knife, which I think people do, he's saying that like this chumra of the mashal, it's going to be vayta aser. It's going to be aser. It doesn't apply to a soft fish. It means a fish in which there's duchka sakina. So the ayin sham. So the piskei tshuva din zeh b'chotach dogim b'sakin because the knesset gedolos and mitzadik vav because b'sheisis. So again, this is all based on the marshal that if you would not be allowed to cut hot fish with the fleishiga knife, according to the marshal. And somebody wants to be machmer, for the shach and the marshal. You know, it's a pretty impressive lineup. It's a marshal, a shach, a chavadas, and a prima gadim that seem to hold of the chumra of the marshal. And yet, we're mekel, I guess, basically, because we have the mechaber shita, that it's only this lechatchila, it's mutter b'dieved, according to mechaber, it's even mutter lechatchila. And therefore, we're mekel on this chumra. But it's a chumra that, it's a chiddush that we're mekel.
So to cut fish with a place you go ben yom or night,
to cut fish with a fleishiga ben yomai knife is the same as cooking fish. You know what I mean? Fish which was cooked in a milk pot.
No, I mean, just fish.
Fish was cooked in a milk pot. Something cooked in a milk pot, to cut with chatzilo, everything was ben yomai, with the same min, it's the same as mixing it with chatzilo. You shouldn't with chatzilo mix it.
Use a ben yomai.
Yeah, it was cooked. Yeah. But that doesn't really come up.
It doesn't come up.
Chachmas Adam. I'll tell you one meikel. Chachmas Adam is meikel. And the question is what the stoma of the paiskim is without this shach. So there's a chumra in the chumra of the Ramah.
That's where sushi and, came in. That's why it's not cooked. They don't have the shach.
That's why they use sushi.
Meshavi
might as well to be the Eved. According to the Mashal, it will be also be the Eved. Sorry. According to the Mashal, it will be also be the Eved because there's no Kula of Napar now without Emtsa Samayim. The Mechaber holds still that it's a Chachilah. The Mechaber holds Nitzlu. And your case with the fish, the whole Chumri is if the fish was originally not cooked with water. Like the filter fish was cooked in liquid is different. A fish which was roasted,
right,
later to cut it with a fleshiger knife, according to the mashal, with
a
set of fish.
Roasted in a
milk pot. Yeah. So that's when the yisul would come up.
No,
that's a chumra.
Sakana doesn't play a role in that?
Again, he doesn't say a word about the issue of sakana. Al sakana,
he's saying it's only when it was cooked in water, but he has the sakana issue.
Well, it's a sakana issue. If the knife is perfectly clean, if there's no ban, so again, it's a vliya, which all the paiskim are not machmer and sakanas. Those who have fish pots, I don't know if they're machmer b'dieved, it's hard to know. They're machmer l'chatchila. Those have fish pots. And if there's shamnunis on it, then it's not a problem. Okay, we'll finish the Ramah, Bezus Hashem, next week.